I'm a whole ass adult. I don't want none of that little social media type of relationship. I want to build up our credit, get a house together, create a family, go to the gym, travel, create financial stability.
No, it sounds like you want a partner. It sounds like you want a power couple. Men don't want a power couple. We want to bang those boobs. You know what I mean? Get the best of those lips. And have you submit, cook, clean, and follow my lead. It's not about traveling every weekend. That's not what building a family is about. So we know what type of time she on. She a 304 who probably tired of the CC. And now she trying to get a dude to be a power couple with. It's just not going to happen. Just get it through your freaking effing heads.
Work on our goals. Our own personal goals. Our own goals as a couple. I'm too damn grown and old to be just fucking around.
I knew she hit the wall. And sometimes women can hit the wall before, you know, 28, 29, 30. If they go hard enough in the streets, they get worn out by 23, 24, 25.
Talking to a woman, she was got engaged. I was telling her how great marriage is, how great raising kids are, and stuff like that. And I was talking, you know, I'm raising my son. He needs to be able to protect. And she goes, oh, we don't subscribe to those traditional gender roles. I said, oh, okay. So can I ask you a question? You and your fiance leave your dinner up here in Washington, D.C. You leave dinner, and as you're walking back out to the parking lot, a guy jumps out with a knife. Now, in one of these scenarios, your fiance jumps in front of you and puts himself in between the attacker and you. And in the other scenario, he hides behind you. In which scenario are you more attracted to your fiance? And she looked at me and smiled. She goes, well, that's not fair.
Right. They're always going to move the goalposts. Look, all women want a strong man. All heterosexual women want a strong man to protect and provide. They just say these effinist talking points because they think that's what they're supposed to say. That's how they've been indoctrinated. But it's all BS, and we all know it. If something like that happened and the guy jumped behind the woman, she might not break up with him that night. If they make it, if they don't get deleted, she might not break up with him that night. But she's plotting her escape from this weak, pathetic man. At least that's how she would see him.
Okay, well, fair or not, you're the one that just indicated that you know what,
right.
You know what's true when it really comes down to brass tacks, right? It's all nice to pretend that in this world where nothing bad happens, you know, oh, and men don't have to fill that role. But as soon as something bad does happen, you want him to be able to fulfill that role.
What is a high body count for a woman?
I don't think it exists.
Explain why.
Because high body count, that's just relative. And to me, there's no such thing as high.
Okay. High body count for a woman.
Like, I don't agree. I don't think body count, like, even matters. Like, if
you are so dumb.
What's your body count?
You are really dumb. For real.
Okay. What do you think?
The limit does not exist.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
A lot of women hate standards, rules, and regulations. Because they don't want to be held accountable for the things they do. They want to do what feels good at the moment and not get judged. That's ridiculous. But that's why they say, no limits. Nothing matters. Everybody be free. You know, everybody be fluid. Because they don't want to be held accountable for their actions. That's why they say these things. They never want to nail anything down. Because if you don't nail anything down, you can always backtrack and change definitions. It's pathetic.
Damn, explain why.
It just doesn't, because you're a woman, so slay.
Level 4 yard, no hands policy. You're going to have to book someone. You don't bring it up unless you're ready to take it all the way. You just shut the fuck up about it unless you're ready to take it. You're ready to handle it. So a cop flips our cell, trashes everything, whatever. I'm super calm about it. I know the get down. I don't say nothing to the cop. I just go in. I start straightening my up. Here's my dumb ass celly talking mad to the cop. I just put my head down. And I wait for it, you know. The cop's like, okay, young, I'll be back. About 10 minutes later, our dude who's got the block head rolls up, slides about a 10-inch bone crusher under the door, and says, hey, Steve, come here, man. It hits him in the foot. He's like, oh, what's up, man? He's like, that cop disrespected you. Let's go. I'm ready to roll. Put your boots on. That fool pisses his pants. He, it's not that serious. It's not that serious. He's like, okay, kick that shit back. Next time it's going through the back of your f***ing head. It's as simple as that. You don't speak on it unless you're ready to roll.
Well, apparently that line of thinking doesn't go for most guys, because I know so many punk, fake, tough guys who go around talking all this smack, but they not really willing to take it to the street and go hand to hand or potentially lose their life. Because here's what you fellas got to understand. When you disrespect another man, you got to be willing to lose your life behind that every time. And I know guys who talk the most ain't thinking like that, and they need to be thinking like that. I don't care if it's a 70-pound, 4'11" dude. You just never know what type of time somebody on. So fellas, just a little message. Don't play around with disrespect. I don't care if you think you could beat the dude, or you think he's soft, or you think you're in a position where ain't nothing gonna happen. Don't disrespect a man unless you at least willing to throw hands about it. At the very least. But throwing hands with grown men, that could turn to death real quick. You could land wrong, hit your head. So just know, when you disrespecting another grown man, you playing with your life.